You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Pierre Ferrand Cognac and The Bramble. Mmm, piquant. I don't know how to pronounce piquant.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, how we doing?
Welcome back. Dan, you're from The Bramble. Whereabouts is your bar?
So it's halfway down Onehunga Mall. So we're kind of the top end of the halfway down, I think.
Mm-hmm. Do we take phone calls in Cocktail Corner?
We take advice.
If you call, he's probably listening, or he or she, you might be listening. Just call back after Cocktail Corner, all right? And we're looking at the phone ringing, like I'm looking at the phone like they can hear me. Hey, so Dan, the bar... how long have you been here for?
10 years.
Now, it's the 10th birthday is coming up. There's a big party.
There is indeed.
When's the big party?
Wee bit of a shindig tomorrow night.
That's a good innings for a bar, by the way.
It's not bad. When I first kicked it off, I think the average age of hospitality establishments was 18 months.
And far out.
18 months, I party.
That's an interesting stat. Yeah,
it's kind of like you set it up and then it's move it on. But
yeah.
You must have quite an attachment to the place.
Yeah, very much so. You know, like you've fallen in and out of love with places and so on. Yeah, you go through patches, but you know, you kind of find your love again, and you find your love for the place, love for cocktails, and love for other things. And it's kind of cool to see it come through in waves.
For the uninitiated, you guys specialise in making cocktails.
Yeah, that's something I have a love for, so I push that through. You know, we do all the other bits and pieces, craft beers and boutique wines and all that sort of goodness. But you know, if you're gonna push something, cocktails seem to be the go.
If you're going out the house, you might as well. Treat yourself.
Do you know what? I spent a bit...
I don't know what, John.
Kill me if I've told you this story before. But I...
That's
spent
a bit heavy,
some time,
man. Just relax.
I spent some time abroad recently, and what I learnt to appreciate was a cocktail corner and just going out for dinner, having a nice cocktail. I mean, it's not about having 10 beers.
You don't even need a corner, really.
It's not about having 10 beers. You can just go out and have a nice cocktail, enjoy yourself, try something new, and... Yeah,
spot
that's
on.
Pretty much my
spot
life
on.
Story.
Yeah. Spot on.
It's got a celebratory sort of thing to do.
Let's talk about these little Tupperware containers that you brought with you. Is it what have we got in there? What have we got in there?
So what I've brought in is I've decided to do sort of like a barbecue sort of a styled cocktail since it's getting stanking hot out there.
I think I've just seen some wasabi as well.
Indeed. We're just going to give it a wee nudge of wasabi. So I've basically taken some limes and I've chopped them in half and I've seared them on the barbecue, and I'm looking to pick up some sort of smoky, burny notes and a bit of caramelization. Okay. Then some coconut sugar, which is low glycemic, so it's better for the body. Mm. And it's also slightly more earthy and a bit more... It's not as intense. It's not as sweet on the palate. And this drink won't necessarily need that.
Okay.
Should I carry on with the other bits and pieces?
Let's just chuck it. I reckon we start constructing.
Yeah, cool.
I'm very excited. What I'm looking at is there's a rather large bottle of mead.
Mead is just so vintage.
Mead is... probably the most clacket.
Oh, we're cutting limehouse into quarters.
Indeed, we're cutting into quarters.
Okay. That's getting down to the nitty gritty, though. I don't really need to.
All right.
So what's the name of the glass that the.
That's a tumbler, I reckon.
The lime has gone into?
These are Boston glasses.
Damn it!
So close yet so far.
The lime has gone into the Bostons.
Indeed.
There's two Bostons.
Top of that, I'm going to put.
Sweetly!
3 teaspoons of coconut sugar.
Sweet!
Coconut sugar.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, okay, straight on the limes. This is interesting.
There you go. And we're going. I'm going to put just an absolute nudge, so just a tiny little knob of the wasabi on the inside of the shaker, because it's one of those flavours that you don't need an awful lot. And I'm just looking for a little bit of earthy heat on the back of the cocktail.
Cool.
Just another dimension, really. Cool. And on top of that, I'm going to put in our world-famous Pierre Ferrand 1840 cognac. And I'm...
Is the cognac something that you have... developed an affinity for? Is this kind of a new product to you?
Cognacs per se? The thing is that cognacs have sort of, it's like brandy, you know, old people drink brandy and not a lot of other people, and sort of brandy hasn't sort of come into a new wave where like gins and rums and vodkas have all kind of had a resurgence. Brandy's yet to make it, and I think cognac will lead the way. And
hopefully it's right around the corner for brandy.
Absolutely. Fingers crossed.
Oh, you're avoiding the wasabi, though. It's on the side of the glass.
Absolutely, I'm going to try and leave it in there. So what I'm doing is I'm muddling it.
Okay.
So in there so far is the half.
Just like you've got like a mint, like massive long sort of stick thing.
Is this a specialist piece? Is that specialist?
It's chrome though, it's like...
It's quite serious.
It's a nice
it's one.
I'm pretty sure that's a nice defense. One. I don't know much about muddling sticks, I'll be honest with you. I apologize.
But that's up there.
The first that one looks like a pretty flash one.
That's the first one we've seen of those.
All right, so the Pierre Ferrand is obviously quite fruity. It's quite sort of floral. It's going to go very nicely with my next ingredient.
I suspect it'd be real easy to have a real crappy muddling stick, you know?
Well, unfortunately, all you have to do is look behind a bar and you can probably see some fruit. Okay. Yeah, Scotty
wooden was. Spoon, wooden spoon.
All right, I'm going to scoot down here and I'm just going to grab some ice.
Okay, cool. It's just disappeared. Oh, yeah,
no. I feel
are
like,
you still looking at the mead, John?
Yes, I am, and I feel like a Viking. Do you? Is that okay?
You look like a Viking, actually.
Is that fine? Hopefully there's a little bit of magic involved in making this drink. Or
a Viking skier from 1990.
And or sorcery.
All right, we're shaking. It's going to shake down. What do you think? Got to be quick
Dan,
on the fader when it comes
Dan,
to shake.
Is obviously he's been operating the Bramble for 10 years.
Oh, there's like party cups.
Yeah, this is true barbecue style.
Okay, nice.
Dan is no slug when it comes to...
A little bit more ice.
Shaking.
He's in and out of that. He's down back onto the ice now. This is a high-speed part of the drink. I wasn't expecting it.
So what I'm looking for is sort of punchy, easy drinking, summer, you know, fun, fresh.
It's my day off. It's everyone's day off, actually. That's a much better vibe.
So this is a shake and drink, and then we're also building the drink.
Yeah, so we're building it up from here. So I've packed the glass with more ice,
John,
and then I'm topping
nice
up with Lone Bee Sparkling Mead. And this is...
I had a glass of this mead just the other day, I think, somewhere.
Yes,
where were we?
We did on
We're at our friend Vaughn's
Saturday.
Birthday. Happy birthday, Vaughn, by the way.
We just tested the water of the mead. That's why I'm so excited.
Just another delicious. Reason why. So it's in like a classic beer pong cup, I guess you'd say.
I think they call them Sohos or something.
Okay, sweet.
So
it's now they've got a... Everything's got a name.
Give me a bit of a slap of a sprig of mint.
You gave
on
that
the top.
Now, just so you know, he gave that mint like a little backhand.
Just a little backhand. Put in its place. And that'll just let it express some sort of smells, and away we go. And the green and the red, it's very Christmassy again.
It's fantastic.
I would say that.
It's on season.
Dan, that is an amazing turnaround.
John's getting the camera out.
I've done that too fast.
It's a Kodak moment, obviously.
If you like, you can take a photo on yours.
Perfect. Action shot.
Do I use the straws, or is it just like a muck it around kind of?
Depends how you feel.
Okay, good.
It's kind
no of rules,
nice
I like it.
To this guy.
Oh, g'day.
It's delicious.
Ah, gee whiz.
A little bit of summertime
I
in the glass.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's the mead and the cognac playing on your palate, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
What? Talk us through
your... Hasn't the meat just worked out nice in there? I'm proud of it.
I reckon talk us through your decision to use all these flavours together. Is it based on anything?
It's kind of definitely hinting notes of a mojito. And, you know, mojito is very summertime. But
actually, remind everyone what's in it and just explain why it's in it.
Okay, cool. So I did half a lime and I seared that on the barbecue. And then I muddled that half lime with 3 teaspoons of coconut sugar, little tiny knob of wasabi, 30 mils of the Pierre Ferrand 1840 cognac, shake and dump, top it up with ice, a bit of this Lonely Bee sparkling mead, which is 5.4, it's dry, it's not over the top honey, which is always a concern with meads of the older days, and then a little sprig of mint on top.
I say but I agree, I just don't know what you're talking about. But I do agree.
But do you get a little note of the wasabi at the back there without overplaying?
I haven't given it any thought, but maybe.
Sometimes ingredients are better sort of in there and not necessarily being found.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'd have to have one without maybe to know the full story. One time, my brother had his option to have his birthday wherever he would like, and we had it at a Japanese restaurant. And my grandparents are not too schooled on Japanese food, and my grandma caned into the wasabi thinking it was avocado.
Delicious.
It was
good time since you did.
It was pretty awkward for everybody.
I actually think 2017 might be owned by the Bramble for innovations in cocktails.
You can't just give away 2017, you maniac.
I think I can say that.
Fantastic drink, though.
I've got to be pipped at the post at this time of year, am I?
No, I think you've got control of the year.
Nice. Living the dream.
Sorry, everyone else.
You know when there's absolutely no noise, there's success. It's like a good meal.
Damn.
All right, that's probably enough of us. Okay. Sipping our drinks.
Back to work.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM, brought to you by Pierre Ferrand Cognac and The Bramble.